CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Rescues underway in Taiwan, where an earthquake has killed 9 people and left hundreds hurt. Here's ABC's Allison Cossack.
The magnitude 7.4 quake was the strongest to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Violent shaking was felt in Taipei. In the city of Hualien, the fire department says at least 26 buildings collapsed in the city, a popular destination for tourists on the island's east coast, about 11 miles from the epicenter.
The epicenter about 60 miles south of Taipei. Many of Israel's closest allies, including the U.S., have condemned the deaths of those 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers who were killed by airstrikes in Gaza this week. Many food delivery operations in Gaza are on pause because of it. Mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, declaring a state of emergency following Tuesday storms. No deaths or injuries, but Louisville, one of several cities, reporting strong winds, rain, possible tornadoes. This is ABC News. Incoming college freshmen getting some more time to figure out where they want to enroll in the fall amid an ongoing financial aid fiasco. Here's details from ABC's Derek Dennis.
This year, delays in financial aid notifications are posing an extra challenge for students trying to pick which school to attend in the fall. Technical glitches with the more simplified free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA form, have left millions of students in limbo, waiting to hear how much aid they'll receive. In response, some colleges are now pushing out deadlines for acceptance and enrollment deposits. It's unclear of when this FAFSA processing backlog will ease up. For now, experts say it's crucial for students and parents to keep the lines of communication open with schools.
This has tuition, housing, and other costs near $100,000 at some elite colleges and universities. Jewelry heist in Beverly Hills. Prosecutors say a California man took nearly $2 million worth of bling and other items from guests at luxury hotels, walking out the door with suitcases full of swag and selling it in Florida. He's pleading guilty. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving 2 new amendments to the state constitution after yesterday's primary. The First Amendment will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer ask for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can work the polls. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin, and it's a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
A win on opening day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their home game season with a 3-2 win over the Minnesota Twins. There was a home run by Christian Yelich, some good pitching, and new third baseman Oliver Dunn with a Sports Center top 10 catch that had him looking like Superman on Bally Sports.
Liner caught! steps, a dive, and able to keep it in the glove. Big defense.
Oliver Dunn after the game.
We were playing down the line, and I knew that more than likely the ball was going to be at me or that way. So I think I was anticipating a little bit being that way because we were guarding the double. But it was one of those ones you just hope to react the right way when the play happens.
NBA, the Bucks lose another road game, this time to the Wizards, 117-113.
I don't know. I just think they outplayed us. Give them credit. I thought they were faster, quicker. I don't know if we took them light or not, to be honest. I just thought they outplayed us.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow showers likely today. We may get another inch of accumulation at best, but the wind will be north, gusting to around 35, even up to 40 at times here through the day. Our high 36. Tonight, snow showers 27. Tomorrow, snow winds down 41. We're back to 45 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
And it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Somebody truck in a farmer's field. No trespass sign. Somebody girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips in that farmer's field. About a girl in a red sundress, and there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you'd ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. Something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips.
Found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the
98QCountry.com.
importing cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours. And we're in cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind high on the farm. Semper-fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing and he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't printed dust. He's just made in America.
shoveling music. It'll be your last chance. If you love to shovel, if you're like, Joel, enough. You know, don't say bad things about the snow. You're saying, Joel, I love the snow. Me and the snow. Well, this is your last chance. Your last fling right here. And then we're going to get summer, spring and summer going, starting later this weekend. And all of next week, temperatures will be in the 50s at least. And we will see some rain next week. But for this morning, roadways are, they started out slushy, and then we saw temperatures dip a little bit below freezing overnight. And right now we're sitting at 32. That wind is blowing, but the snow is not the light, fluffy stuff. So it's not like the wind is causing some major visibility problems. Still may be some issues out in the low outlying areas. You know who you are, low outlying people. 32 is where we're at now, and we're pretty much going to stay right there. That wind gusting up to 30, 40 miles an hour. The bigger factor with the wind is keeping, number one, your garbage can in your yard if you had garbage day. And number two. Number one is the power, right? All right, we got to keep the power lines up and stuff like that. So hopefully the power is on where you are and will remain on today. But those winds will be gusting again close to 40 miles an hour through the day. We'll see still a little bit of light snow accumulating here through parts of your Wednesday. We have a very light reality radio today, not a whole lot going on. We have Brewer baseball coming up. Brewers trying to make it 5 in a row to start the season. They edged out the Twins yesterday, 3-2. We got an early game today, 12:10 first pitch, right around 11:30 will be our pregame for Brewer baseball today. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's get her going right now with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Rescues underway in Taiwan, where an earthquake has killed 9 people and left hundreds hurt. Here's ABC's Allison Cossack.
The magnitude 7.4 quake was the strongest to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Violent shaking was felt in Taipei. In the city of Hualien, the fire department says at least 26 buildings collapsed in the city, a popular destination for tourists on the island's east coast, about 11 miles from the epicenter.
The epicenter about 60 miles south of Taipei. Many of Israel's closest allies, including the U.S., have condemned the deaths of those 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers who were killed by airstrikes in Gaza this week. Many food delivery operations in Gaza are on pause because of it. Mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, declaring a state of emergency following Tuesday storms. No deaths or injuries, but Louisville, one of several cities, reporting strong winds, rain, possible tornadoes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden may be in trouble. More than 47,000 Wisconsin Democrats voted uninstructed in yesterday's primary. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW-La Crosse. He tells Wisconsin Eye that critics of Biden's Gaza policy are sending a clear message.
Biden cannot take their support for granted. They might have enough numbers where if they sit out the 2024 general election, it could cost Biden the election in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the election. The worst should be over after a powerful storm dumped several inches of wet, heavy snow on much of Wisconsin yesterday and overnight. Snowy and windy weather is forecast to last into tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers beat the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over Minnesota on opening day in Milwaukee. A lot of new faces, especially in the bullpen. Manager Pat Murphy.
Uribe has stepped up. Piamps has picked up his, you know, early season form. Piguero's the one, maybe most underrated. Milner hasn't had the best luck behind him, but he is came back strong today. Really pleased with him.
Brewers slugger Christian Yelich had a home run, then met with reporters.
For our guys, it's a really young group, so it's a little bit different than what we've had here in the past of as far as like that kind of core, I guess you could call it. So that's exciting that we're 4-0, but we also feel like we could do better as well.
NBA, the Bucks lost to the Wizards 117-113. So why do they have a losing record on the road?
Something's missing, and everybody seems happy, you know, but except for me after our game, you know. And so I just think we're doing something wrong, and we have to figure that out.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Please join us at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips for our first Memory Cafe, Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. Our Memory Cafe provides a fun, comfortable environment for people with early-stage memory loss, their caregivers, and anyone looking to engage in brain-challenging activities while socializing and learning with fellow community members. Our Memory Cafe will host free activities, games, refreshments, and more. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, 715-339-1052. We look forward to seeing you.
Save big money on everything for your roofing project. Now at Menards. Atlas shingles are durable and feature a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 mile per hour wind rating. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. Check out Menards' options of Atlas shingles in store or online at Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for many more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Mike and Terry Hammerstrom are a very proud log roller sponsor of the Logger United organization and wishes the best to the Phillips Logger sports teams and great success this season.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Say it with me, the Bucks in 6. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow showers likely today. We may get another inch of accumulation at best, but the wind will be north, gusting to around 35, even up to 40 at times here through the day. Our high 36. Tonight, snow showers 27. Tomorrow, snow winds down 41. We're back to 45 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. That Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin and complaining weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Down at
today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Sleep in the evening light. Rest.
32. A little bit of light snow. That wind going to be the factor today. Gusting 30, 40 miles an hour throughout the day today. That's the bad news. The good news is it's not light, fluffy snow. So it's not like we're seeing, the whirlwind of and the small little tornadoes of snow blowing around or anything. But the wind will still cause other issues. Hopefully the power is hanging on where you are. I know there is some scattered power outage issues, not only here, but other parts of the state. We got the later part of this. We only got, maybe an inch or two? Maybe? It's kind of hard to tell when it's that slushy stuff. But other parts of the state, I think upwards of 8, 10, 12 inches in some parts, eastern parts of Wisconsin. Good for them. We'll see a little bit of that linger throughout the day today. How about them Brewers, huh? Man, hey, just doing what they got to do, and they win 3-2 yesterday. They did their best to try to give that one a couple of fielding guffaws, but they got it. They got it 3-2, and the Twins just weren't able to come up with any key hits. Pitching just good for the Brewers yesterday, and that was enough, 3-2. We'll do it again today right around a noon first pitch here. Brewer Baseball, you got it right here, of course, on 98Q.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by CompuMold Tool and Design, a comprehensive mold manufacturing company that is committed to meeting or exceeding our customers' expectations in delivering a quality mold with the shortest lead times at a competitive price.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow showers likely today. We may get another inch of accumulation at best, but the wind will be north, gusting to around 35, even up to 40 at times here through the day. Our high 36. Tonight, snow showers 27. Tomorrow, snow winds down 41. We're back to 45 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl.
I'm listening to you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Outside your house, might have a little dirt. I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt. Right off them tonight.
John Party. your feet at the door, please. We have some snow lingering here today with temperatures right around that 32 mark and warming into the 40s for the weekend. We'll talk election coming up during Reality Radio. We'll kind of break down how our area, how Price County specifically voted. There weren't a lot of local races, but there were a couple here and there. And there were some statewide referendums, a couple of big votes down in Rib Lake and Prentice for school referendums, big one in Rib Lake. So we'll talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We don't have a whole lot else going on. Let me see if anybody added anything. It's one of those rare days where the slate is clean. So it's just going to be you and us, and Austin will be in, and we'll see what else we can conjure up during Reality Radio this morning. We'll get to that after the 8 o'clock news. Our words of wisdom. Each weekday morning at this time, we give you a little verbal shot of encouragement to get the day going. Focus on the family. Brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
When it comes to harmony in the home, many parents underestimate just how important it is to be on the same page with one another. If you think it's tough for adults to handle the emotion of conflicting viewpoints, think about what it's like for the children. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I've got to confess, this is a tough one for Gene and me. But picture it this way. Have you ever seen one of those circus performers who rides into the arena standing on top of two horses, one under each foot? Well, that stunt, it only works as long as both horses remain side by side. What happens if either horse takes off in a different direction? Well, it's obvious. The person falls, or he'll have to choose one horse or the other to keep his footing. It's the same dilemma for children. When parents hold conflicting values, it's as if the horses underneath the child are splitting into two different directions. It's a no-win situation. No matter what the child does, they'll be crossing one of their parents and will feel caught in the middle of their disagreement. And that's a very stressful situation and, frankly, a heavy burden for any child to bear. It'll make life seem unstable and even scary. And when children feel scared, it's practically inevitable that one of the ways they'll show it is through negative behavior. So get on the same page with your spouse. If not for peace in your marriage, then certainly for the sake of your children. For more tips to help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications.